Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah reads, Misha Meis, V'hiniach Banu Uvanos, somebody who passes away and he leaves sons and daughters. Bizman Shan Nechasim Merubim, when there are a lot of Nechasim, when the estate is large, Habanim Yirshu, V'habanos Yizonu, the sons will inherit and the daughters will be sustained through their Mizonos, their sustenance will be provided for by the sons. The Gemara asks, how much is Merubin? How much is a lot? And the Gemara's response is that as long as there's enough of an estate to provide mizonos, sustenance for the sons and the daughters until the daughters become a bogros, until they all reach the stage of 12 and a half years old, that's considered nechasim Merubin. Now, the Gemara also is concerned with the fact that this idea that the sons inherit and the daughters receive mizonos is something that's pashut. It's halacha that we're all familiar with. He says, therefore, what the Mishnah is telling us is that the daughters cannot say to the sons, give us everything that we're due for mizonos up until the time that we become bogros. But rather, the sons inherit, banim yirshu, banos yizonu, from the sons. In other words, the sons are in charge of the estate, and the daughters are nizon from the estate, and not on their own from the estate. The Mishnah continues, hanachasim mu'atim, if there's insufficient funds of the estate for what we call merubin, it's not enough to last until all the girls become bogros. Then habanos yizonu, the girls get their mizonos first. Vabanim yishalu ala psachim, and the sons, if there's not enough mizonos to last them, once their mizonos, the sons' mizonos are depleted, yishalu ala psachim, they have to go beg at the doors, and the girls get first. Adman Omer, Adman said, v'shvil shani zocher hifsadeti, because I'm a male, I should lose out. Why am I any worse? Rather, he was of the opinion that they should just divide everything equally, and as long as there's enough mizonos for both, there's enough mizonos, and after that, they both have to go beg. Amar Yaman Gamaliel, Rav Gamaliel said, Ro ani es divrei Admon, I see the opinion of Rabbi Admon as being correct. Despite that, halacha does not follow Admon, and the girls take precedence.